This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender community. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening, this is Jack Valinsky.
And Jennifer Renee.
And Brian Lavinka.
And Glenn Holt.
And Summer Iman.
And so on this evening's program, we're going to have a lot of Christmas music for you. We have a special edition of This Way Out is going to be all about Christmas music. And then we have J.D. Doyle in the second hour, and it's going to be part one of his Christmas special. And we may have part two next week, depending on how things go. Otherwise, of course, you can always catch them online on his website. And then, actually, to lead off the show, we have a guest, and, it's Anise Parker. Jack.
Yes. Our mayor-elect, Anise Parker, will be joining us shortly, and we're very proud to have her. She's been on the show many times before, but not as mayor-elect. She'll be assuming that office on the 2nd of January. The actual ceremony will be on the 4th of a Monday at 9:30 at the Wortham Center. I know there's been some discussion that it's going to be at Discovery Green, but no, the invitations do say the Wortham Center, and of course you have to have an invitation to get there, although there may be some open seats if all the ticket holders don't take the seats, I believe. So it's going to be real interesting, and we're very proud to be able to talk to her as we have talked to her over the years, as she's moved up from president of the GLBT political caucus. Originally, I think it was just the lesbian and gay caucus at the time.
Yes, it was.
Moved up to city council person at large and then controller. And so she's won. This will be her 7th election in a row that she's won. So it was a real interesting race. Very good story in yesterday's Chronicle, if you want to look that up, about Anise's background and how she got to where she is now. And we'll be talking about that.
It was an excellent story showing how she came up from her early years and having traveled around the country and then making it to Houston. And I was interested that it said that she had always wanted to go to Rice and got that opportunity. It was a very fascinating story. If you read it and heard it, it gave me a little more respect for her. And I've known her for 13 years now.
So we're looking forward to talking to her. Just a little note, next week, Joan's going to be doing a book interview in the second hour. And in the first hour, we're going to be doing a review of this year with John Wright from the Dallas Voice. So all that's coming up next year. But let's first play a little bit of music before we get Anise in here.
For the holiday season.
I wanna hug and kiss you beneath the mistletoe. Take me home. Your violent desire between you and I. So, well, but she feels too much. Her heart's on fire. So, wondering why. Keep trying to deny. This, well, we're still the friends and family. Take me home. Love you, hug and kiss. you, babe. There, my lando. Take me home.
A little bit of Christmas music for us there from J.D. Doyle and some music that he put together here for the show. That was a track from Andy Fraser called Take Me Home for Christmas, appropriately enough. This is Queer Voices.
This Way Out.
Okay, well, I guess since Anise isn't here yet, we're going to go ahead and play This Way Out. Wherever it is. There it is.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. As we reflect on another year of struggle for equality around the world, this week's Audiophile 2009 Year in Review recalls how music provided the soundtrack. There's no news wrap this week or next, but we'll catch up on events in or affecting our global LGBT communities on the first This Way Out of 2010, including the new marriage equality law in Washington, D.C., a same-gender marriage proposal in Portugal, the election in Houston, Texas, of openly lesbian mayor Anise Parker, and the fight by a gay group in the Philippines for electoral representation. Right now, in the first of our two traditional holiday season special programs, here are J.D. Doyle and Chris Wilson, orchestrated by production wizard Christopher David Trentum, with their Audiophile 2009 Year in Review.
I'm walking into the unknown, into uncharted territory, and I know there are people out there who don't agree with me. 'Cause I sing about who I am, and it's a shame that that's so hard for them. But I've been putting in time dreaming, and I got something different in mind. I just hope that I'm not ahead of my time. You see, I wanna burst these floodgates open on this soulless river, and I'm a pretty good swimmer, but I've been swimming upstream for far too long. I'm not into politics, and the guys in office who melt off, 'cause as far as I'm concerned, there ain't much else happening there. And I must admit, I pretended to care so people think I was smart, when it's women and music and the earth and art that moves me. And I'm political just by loving who I love, by being who I am. You see, it's an act of rebellion, so I guess that makes me one hell of a rebellious political singer, songwriter, earth-loving woman, identified woman.
Happy holidays and welcome to our special Year in Review expanded edition of Audiophile. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. 2009 brought us a rich tapestry of musical genres and gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender musicians here on Audiophile this year. It's always hard to pare down the 36 artists we feature each year, but we're confident the 8 artists you'll hear in the next half hour represent the best ones from our 2009 audiophile features.
We are beginning with Canadian artist Kate Reid. She calls herself a homo folky, and this is her second album. We very much believe the title of it, as she calls it, I'm Just Warming Up.
I was feeling blue the other night, so I walked down the street to the neighborhood open mic, thinking if I played a couple of tunes, it just might make me feel all right. So I walked up to the bar and put down my guitar and ordered myself a tea, because I couldn't afford a beer. And then I sat down and took a look around the place and surveyed all the faces in there. There were some college kids slamming back a couple of pitchers and a group of teachers in V-neck sweaters planning their next strike. And on the mic was a Kurt Cobain lookalike in Converse shoes singing some grunge love suicide blues. There were some old boys sitting at the bar giving me the stare. They were checking out my hair. And I thought, oh my God, what am I doing in here right now? I really could use that beer. 'Cause I'm the only dyke at the open mic. My throat's feeling a little tight and it's getting hot in here. I'm the only dyke at the open mic. I wish I was on that flight tonight. Oh, Joni, get me out of here.
You can learn more about the album I'm Just Warming Up by Kate Reid at www.katereid.net. And Reid is spelled R-E-I-D.
Levi Christ spent most of this year appearing in the hit musical Million Dollar Quartet, but he still found time to release a new album called Where I Belong.
Didn't answer the phone in 14 days. The automated voice on my machine says, mailbox full, please call again. Or the message is, hi honey, have you disappeared? You Scorpios are really weird. Maybe that's why I can't shake the phone coming. I think the only thing that's keeping me alive is a good cup of coffee and songs in the key of life. But I know
gospel influences in Levi's life have come home to him musically in a very positive and uplifting portrayal of his talent.
Now you can't find a thousand explanations to demote my position with God. Oh, but I've discovered a divine
This is the third album by Levi Christ to be featured on Audiophile, and all three have made it to our Best of the Year shows. Find out more about the CD, Where I Belong, at www.levichrist.com. That's www.levichrist.com.
Moisturize. microwave window. For the tenth time, he should have called me an hour ago. Would he be here with flowers if I lived in Arizona? They say there's no love left in the big cities. It's kind of true. I guess you'll find me coming soon to a small town near you. I'll sell my guitar so I can buy myself a tractor.
The movie Short Bus may have blasted Jay Brannon into the spotlight, but we much admired his latest album, named after his anti-war song, God Damned. The CD is full of quirky, bittersweet songs about boyfriends.
I've shown up for you in ways that boy never would, but I know you'll go back to him, and maybe you should, but hope you don't go backwards, cause I'm going on ahead, and one day you wish that you had stuck with me instead. You're the pill I never wanted to take, an anti-misanthrope. Mine was the heart I never thought you would break. My one hope was that I'd survive you.
If you've seen the many videos by Jay on YouTube, you know he epitomizes the title independent artist doing it all on his own.
CD God Damned at www.jbrannon.com, and Brannon is spelled Brannan.
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters too, working to make a change long overdue.
Well, well, well,
we're gonna fight for freedom. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna fight for love. We're gonna fight cause nothing less than equal's good enough. It's gonna take our time.
The second album by Julie Clark is called Change Your Mind, and the song you just heard from it, Courage of Our Convictions, was selected as National Equality Song for the recent March on Washington. But her songs can have fun, too.
I'd still know if I could. Clap your hands if you think you would. Every party, every show, every cutie that I know. Every position possible. Every night gets physical. I'd do them all. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd choose each and every one. Because to me that sounds like fun. Till I'm done.
Find out more about the CD Change Your Mind at www.julieclark.net. We'll be right back with more of the Audiophile 2009 Year in Review after this message.
It's that time of year again when many of you in the U.S. consider ways to maximize your annual charitable tax deductions. Unlike many other worthwhile causes, we can't survive without your help. Log on to thiswayout.org to get some unique musical, cultural, and historical programming from the This Way Out archives and further reduce your U.S. tax liability. No matter where you are in the world, we can't go on without you. Log on to thiswayout.org to help keep this program on the air. From the This Way Out family to you and yours, thank you and happy holidays.
Welcome back to the Audiophile 2009 Year in Review. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Matt Alber released his first solo album this year called Hide Nothing.
I never knew if I was on the ground or in the sky. What does it matter when you're singing to no one? It all in your dreams for someone. The brightest star, we were wishing on the same refrain. Walk with me a little closer. Hold my hand a little tighter.
Of spending several years with the Grammy-winning classical a cappella ensemble Chanticleer, Matt is on his own, and his music and first video are bringing rave reviews.
I don't want to ride this roller coaster. Think I want to get off, but they buckled me down like it's the end of the world. If you don't want to have this conversation, better get out, 'cause we're climbing to our death. At least that's what they want you to think. Just in case we jump the track, I have a confession to make. Something like a dying romance.
Find out more about Matt Alber's album, Hide Nothing, at www.mattalber.com. And Alber is spelled A-L-B-E-R.
Division has been known for its driving beat and very fun and sexually explicit lyrics. The latest album, That's So Gay, is no exception.
In addition to the album That's So Gay, Pansy Division also has released a documentary film on their career, and founder John Ginoli has written a book about it. Find out about them all at www.pansydivision.com.
This is a story of girl meets girl, girl becomes boy, girl and boy become a band. Meet Coyote Grace. And their latest album is Ear to the Ground.
The heaven dogs got the old show blues, hanging on by the soles of his shoes. All of this is pretty old news, and look, he's gone hunting. Hanging around your kitchen door, big brown eyes are gonna give me some more. Maybe a scrap from the floor, I'm sure. There's gotta be something, hey. I see him out there, filled to the brim, with all of his people disappointed again. Maybe he'll get a second wind, but he's sure to keep stepping in it. Well, ain't it fun being out on a spin? Well, everybody knows I'm just where you've been. Never do it again, but you did. Yes, you did. Have you seen your face? You're still a part of it. The human race of me. All gotta work for a brighter day. Hey, but don't you think it's time? Your luck won't last if you're out of line. Don't you already?
Coyote Grace is an acoustic duo comprised of Joe Stevens, a trans man singer-songwriter, and Ingrid Elizabeth, his partner, on and off stage.
Don't you got what you need?
Well, it got a grace and a purpose, oh Godspeed. Fall down to your knees, hey, 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 and show your face to the morning sky. Hey, throw your arms over them wide, 'cause everything is heaven and hell and everywhere in between.
You can get more information about Coyote Grace and the album Ear to the Ground at www.coyotegrace.com.
Ein Gedanke verloren in einem so altbekannten Spiel. Ich fühlte mich doch hier wie neu geboren. Jetzt liege ich trotzdem wieder am Boden. Es kam so unerwartet, schau dir meine Karten an, ich musste spielen, hätte nie erwartet, dass ich so verliere, den Schuss so verziehe. Ich wollte spielen, spielen, spielen.
Switzerland's Bettina Schelker's newest album is called The Honeymoon Is Over, and it features her unique folk pop sound in both Swiss German and English.
The album by Bettina Schelker is called The Honeymoon Is Over, but Bettina and her wife are happily and legally married, something you can do in Switzerland. Her website name proudly reflects that. It's www.foundagirl.com.
And that's it for this special Year in Review edition of Audiophile. We would like to thank our co-producer Christopher David Trentum for helping to make Audiophile possible. You can learn more about Audiophile or contact us by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
She struggled for dignity, rights, and liberty again and again and again. Out of the closet, no, again, back to bed. Yes, I am still my best friend again.
Hello, I'm Steve Pride. Join me on the next This Way Out for a special look at Pride on Screens, both big and small, in 2009.
Thanks for tuning into This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. This week, J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum brought us their Audiophile 2009 Year in Review. Christopher Gall and Steve Pride contributed additional program material, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out is only made possible by donations from our listeners. Thank you. Log on to thiswayout.org to support our work, listen to our podcasts, guests, read this week's news wrap, or subscribe to CDs of our programs. To receive our weekly program email alert, email tworadio@aol.com. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon.
This Way Out is heard every week as part of Queer Voices. You are listening to 90.1 FM KPFT.
Well, we want to thank This Way Out for the outstanding special segment they did this week. News Wrap is on vacation this week and next week. This week was Audiophile, that R.J.D. Doyle, if we can claim him as R.J.D. Doyle, is very integral part of doing that once a month. And next week, as they said, they'll be doing sort of the year in review of films with Steve Pride. Now, we were supposed to have Anise Parker on tonight, and we had a scheduling snafu. Apparently,
but she called.
Yes, she called, and we could have done the interview over the phone, but we really wanted to do this as an intimate in-house interview, so we're going to move that to next week. Next week at 9 p.m. In the meantime,
you have leftovers.
Yes.
Yes, just us.
It's just us guys here.
Just like Thanksgiving and Christmas, there are always leftovers.
Yeah, we're just here at the table to discuss what's going on.
Well, what is going on? I mean, there's been so much publicity about Anise being elected mayor all over the world. It's hit the media, and it's been very good for the city of Houston.
I think the articles they had in the Chronicle were excellent.
Yes.
Some of the background, the history, and I think they did an excellent job of telling her story.
I really liked the one yesterday where they talked about her overcoming her shyness and how she's kind of this polished politician now and ready to lead our city.
Well, I mean, for me, and I was saying a little earlier that I was so dearly touched by the homeless person that they took in, the child who had been thrown out of their grandparents' house because he was gay. And she and Kathy took him in.
Jennifer, you know how many kids like that there are?
Too many of them.
There are hundreds of those kids.
But it speaks about her character.
and you know, I've carried a few of them home to their mothers and say, go in there and do whatever is necessary to make peace with your family. I mean, coming from rather well-to-do, significant Houston families, and some of them have gone in and become lawyers. Well, we won't hold that against them, and judges and other things. But there are a bunch of kids out there that, because of the lack of understanding in families, and we haven't talked about it during the course of this campaign, but that's why we need mayors like Anise Parker.
Well, and you know, there is a currently elected city council person who has also done that.
Yeah.
Which I am just grateful that has happened. You know, it's not that we want to make publicity, but that people are very generous people. It probably happens less so today than it did 20 or 30 years ago in our time, but it still happens.
Well, you know, City Secretary Andy Russell, who doesn't like publicity at all. I mean, and they will all come and go, and Miss Anna will be there.
Oh yes.
And Miss Anna took one of her employees, one of the first people that got sick with HIV and AIDS, into her house, and she took care of him, saw to it that he put in just enough hours to keep drawing his salary from the city.
And insurance.
And get insurance from the city and care for him as long as he lived. And those are the kind of people who sit around that table, actually. There are people who, because of the political process, have earned and gained a certain amount of privilege, or because of their long-term... You know, Miss Anna replaced her successor when her successor was in her 90s. And so Miss Anna's still got a few miles left on her. She's going to be there, and she's going to be replaced by somebody who's also going to live that long, because the city needs
the continuity.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Of the administrative city secretary's office, because they're the keeper of the keys and the keeper of all the secrets, and they bury all the bones so that it doesn't...
But most importantly, she keeps the time of the speakers so that people like you don't go over your timeline.
Actually, Ms. Anna and I have always gotten along. She just simply reminds me that my time's up, and then I wait for... usually Jolanda Jones to ask me a question so I can continue. But I play by the rules. I'm a great believer in play by the rules.
Well, there's times you have to break the rules, and we certainly have in our past when they were so unfairly done to us. But when they're done evenly, we do. Just as, you know, the time that I used to work with the Pride Parade.
Yep.
We worked with the city.
Absolutely.
We had a great relationship with the police department and the traffic and transportation department, because we cleaned the streets after ourselves. We ran by the rules. Although there was one year where the parade actually extended into a second day, and we were not really happy about that. But the next year, we fixed it.
Yeah.
I remember Rainbow coming in here and talking about first time in the history that a parade lasts more than one day.
Yeah. But, Ed, actually, we are kind of rules-playing people, and we are good citizens. We are excellent citizens because we actually have been responsible for some of the changes in the rules. I mean, there used to be no parades after dark,
mm-hmm.
and we changed the rules to make it possible for us to do that.
Well, and for the first 2 years of the night parade, it was shorter because that's the way the rules were written, and we worked behind the scenes with all the people involved. And I'm very much a supporter of bureaucrats, and we
sure.
worked with them, and they changed the rules, so the parade went back to its original route, and it has been an incredible success for a number of years to be able to have a beautiful nighttime parade, and now there's an art car Christmas nighttime
yep.
parade.
Coming up soon.
No, I think it happened.
Did it happen last weekend?
Yes, because Christmas is... I think it's the Sunday before Christmas, so it would have been...
It wouldn't last Sunday.
Yes,
Sunday.
It was on Channel 13.
And there was an article in today's Chronicle about gay tourism for Houston.
What do you think about that? Tell me about that. I missed the Chronicle.
What are your thoughts,
today?
Ray?
Well, I've actually... I think that there's something embarrassing that Houston, with its vibrant, exciting gay community and our big population advantage, are lower on the list for gay tourism than Oklahoma City.
Oh,
wait,
my goodness.
Why do you think that is?
Well, Oklahoma City has certain advantages. In the first place, Oklahoma City is surrounded by relatively small towns where most of the gay people are closeted at home. So they congregate in Oklahoma City to let their hair down and relax and party with one another, and they have groups of friends. There are several conferences a year. I actually was a keynote speaker at a primetimers conference that happened in Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
where we filled up two of the three full-size, full-service, primarily gay hotels. In downtown Oklahoma City, the Chamber of Commerce in Oklahoma City has been promoting gay tourism now for several decades, and it creates a lot of revenue. Tourist dollars are like free money. People come to town and they spend money. And if you look at the statistics, gay people spend more money per head on their tourism than do straight people.
Oklahoma City also has a musical named after them, so that helps. But Philadelphia has also been doing this for a number of years.
Minneapolis.
I mean, these are some of this, and Minneapolis is sort of the same category as you talk about it, that there are not a lot of large cities around them. So, like during Pride in Minneapolis, they come from 500 miles away.
Sure.
So you're saying we have...
And Minneapolis was one of the first cities in the country. Actually, John Coyle, had he not wound up in a runoff, would have probably been the first openly gay elected public official in the country in Minneapolis, because Minneapolis is one of the most liberal, progressive cities in the country.
Yes.
And I knew John Coyle from the anti-war movement, but Harvey Milk won without a runoff, and John had a runoff, so John was the second, and the second doesn't get the garland.
The other thing is that Houston, in general, has not been known as a tourist city when you've got Austin, San Antonio,
sure.
and New Orleans within our reach.
Yeah,
well, something about the bayou doesn't compete with the river in San Antonio, and we don't have an Alamo, but we do have the monument out there. It's difficult to sort it out between that and all of the industrial towers.
Yeah. Well, I think it's about time that we start promoting the city. We all know that it's a great community and a great place to live and visit, so it's about time that we start.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce is active, and you're one of the insider listers.
I've been asked to do it. So, we've been trying to promote Easter in Houston for years. I mean, that is a destination where it's for a good cause, but we want to bring out-of-town people in, and it's a weekend event.
And what's going to happen in Easter?
Well, it's the Bunnies on the Bayou and also the Jungle Party, and it's a jungle weekend. So it's like a combined effort where we raise over $100,000 for HIV/AIDS that one weekend. But we've had the hardest time getting people to travel here, and it's because Houston is not seen as a gay destination, and that comes from marketing and publicity.
Well, I used to market the city as a conference city. Jack can well remember, we had one of the March planning conferences, National March on Washington, here, and we had it in August.
I feel like we
brought those people to Houston in August, and we never heard from
them. I feel like we had a lot of momentum in the 80s, and then, of course, HIV/AIDS hit, and it pushed pause.
Yeah, well, it devastated the population. And
everything just stopped.
Absolutely. The AIDS was such a downer. But the fact of the matter is, you will not find anywhere in history of the whole world where a disadvantaged, discounted, negatively considered group of people faced a similar crisis. And instead of running away from it, as that had always happened in history, the GLBT community ran toward it.
I think it united our community and communities.
We lost numbers, and that was devastating. But the fact of the matter is, now the typically newly infected person with AIDS is not even gay. It's a woman of color, of childbearing age, her children, and her sex partners. But we still manage, staff, take care of the services provided for AIDS just as actively and vigorously as we did when the target audience was us.
Well, and we have an excellent facility, Thomas Streets.
Thomas Streets.
You have
no idea of the struggles to get Thomas Streets.
Sure. And at first, there was a lot of criticism of it being out in the middle of nowhere, but it has come a long way. And it's a really, and I have testimony from some people who go there.
Sure.
That are in,
I go there. I mean, I do recovery meetings there. I go in and I talk to the patients. I know most of the people in the hall, not just the gay ones, but the straight folks too know me. And so I go out there and spend all day visiting with people in the coffee shop and sitting in the hall talking to people as they go there for treatment. It's a wonderful, for a county hospital facility, it is far friendlier than the enormous bureaucracies that is required in public health.
Right. But I think we are emerging as a community, and this is a new renaissance where we can promote Houston as a progressive. You know, I've heard Houston called the San Francisco on the Gulf, and that sounds wonderful to me.
Well, but let's also look at the facts. I mean, we do not have any protections. There was
no legal protections
for GLBT people. Now, certainly, Ray and I remember the times when the corporations downtown were just so anti-gay, and
some of them still are.
And some of them still are. No, there's no two ways about that. But we were the good old boy city, which I think this election might have stopped the good old boy system.
Well, it's the Bubba system, and so I mean, for years, well, for decades, I have been rubbing the cat hair the wrong direction against the Bubba system. I remember one night I received a big award with a nice check at the Petroleum Club, and the next day of a demonstration against the building because of discrimination of Exxon and Mobil against a gay domestic partner benefits. I mean, I thought that was so ironic. I mean,
irony. Yeah. Yeah,
before I could I could cast a check, I was down there wetting the bushes around the base of the building where I got the award the night before, and I mean, life is full of ironies. Bubba's bet on the wrong horse in this race.
As you know, I just wish Molly Ivins was still alive to be writing about this.
She would have such joy.
Of course, the Houston Press has done a pretty good job about writing about stuff. You know, the Carlos Abana campaign manager, is just an excellent story, and you can look it up there. Hairballs is just really funny. And, well, it's really interesting. This past week, Hairballs did this thing about the winners and the losers, the election, and one of the losers they considered is the GLBT community.
Yeah.
And the reason they said that is is the fact that we will... You know, Anise has made it clear that she will not be working. Actually, the best part is a cartoon that the Chronicle did about the gay agenda.
Yeah.
And if I didn't describe it last week, it's about showing Anise rolling in this dolly, this hand cart, and boxes of the problems of the city, and it's things like police, budget, pensions, and alike. And that's the gay agenda to fix the city.
Sure.
And I mean, that's a great contribution that a GLBT person can help solve.
Well, I was quoted in some media. There's been so much of it.
Who can keep track, Ray? I mean,
there's so much. They're calling me Sheila Light for obvious reasons.
Ah.
And I said that I confessed that on my prison show last Friday too, that I've got a new nickname, Sheila Light, because I've had so much mugging of the media. But at one point I said, you know, Anise Parker is the mayor of the city. I am the activist. She's got more than enough experience and qualifications to take Bill White's job, but she doesn't have enough experience to take my job. And I will be down there wetting her pant leg like I have every mayor of the city since Louis Welch. And some of the media were, used to be city councilman, Mike...
Michael Berry.
Michael Berry. I was on his show, and he was trying to bait me and to say, now, what is she going to do? And I said, no. Anise is not the activist. She hasn't been the activist since she was elected to city council at large, and that was a dozen years ago. I said, I'm the activist, and she represents a broader constituency, and it is my job to go down there and push for change and reforms and movement. Let me tell you something. I am in no hurry to put her in political jeopardy in this first term.
I'd agree.
Now, I know that my dear friends who are Republicans and didn't support her in the first place, and some of my friends over at HRC who want to assimilate and make us disappear, are going to be down there clamoring for all kinds of benefits for the GLBT community, and I'm not going to be there, and we have been led down that garden path by Republicans who didn't like the caucus and the community establishment before, and we were slaughtered referendum.
Well, but the thing you have to remember is that HRC endorsed her. Of course, at the last minute, they'll demand many things for the last minute. And the reason they were last is because they don't endorse in local elections. An international election, and they don't do that. And of course, they had some voices at HRC here locally that were on the other side.
Well, and you know, I'm critical of not having a non-discrimination ordinance in the city, but let me finish.
Okay.
But there is definitely going to be a tone set to this city because of Anise's election. I mean, the city's gotten more publicity in the past week than it probably has in the previous year. And that's all been very positive about Anise's election. I mean, my sister was changing planes at Heathrow and heard about the election returns.
Yeah.
It was on the BBC World News at midnight Saturday night, our time, talking about that, let alone it was even a joke that Jon Stewart did on Monday, last Monday, about the global warming and it snowing in Houston, and that he elected a lesbian mayor and hell froze over. And I mean, it was a joke, but it's the reality that it does set a tone that this is a much more open city than it was 20, 30 years ago.
Well, Jack, and I'm not afraid of another referendum. I told Dave Wilson after the last one. I said, we in an open citywide election, general election, we lost this referendum by chump change. I said, when do you get another one of these? Oh, we converted enough people in this campaign. We're going to win the next one. But guess what? To do a special election in the city of Houston costs several million dollars, and we need that money to help balance the budget.
Yes, yes.
It's just not a good time. I mean,
but one never knows whether someone's going to speak up from and not for the best issues. I mean, we have problems in our community. We have problems of leadership in the community.
Absolutely.
Especially the younger groups. You know, that they're just there's a void of leadership in our community, and people need to step forward.
You're absolutely right, and we need to do a segment on that. The fact that, you know, we're all rather we're not the younger generation, although Brian's still there.
I'm in my 30s.
The fact that where are the younger generation, and are they pushing the agenda?
Well, you know, maybe
do they even understand the agenda?
You know, maybe it is time. Maybe we should be assimilated to this degree. It is time for the rest of the city to take a peek behind the curtain and see the hardworking people that have made this progress possible. Now, I've been on the picket line for 40 years. Jack's been on the picket line for more than 20 years, 30 years. Jennifer's been on the picket line for over a decade. And Brian is you know, just received a reprieve from Texas A&M, and he's down here ready to dig in and make it happen.
I'm trying to just be like Ray.
Yeah. But the thing about it is it's no longer necessary for us to be secret about anything. I'm very proud of what we do, and we're going to have to do some house cleaning. And I don't mind who watches us do that.
We need to evaluate people on the content of their character.
And you're listening to Queer Voices. We'll be back next week with Anise Parker.
On behalf of KPFT, thank you for your support this year. In 2010, KPFT celebrates its 40th birthday, and we expect even greater things in the year ahead. As we collectively wind down 2009, please take a moment to think of how much you listened and relied on KPFT. Please make a tax-deductible contribution today. Your gift will allow us to continue making the creative choices you want, not choices that advertisers demand. Perhaps you have a vehicle you wish to donate, a bequest, some stock, or just a few dollars. Every contribution helps and comes off your taxes. Just remember to get that donation in before the end of the year. Visit us online at kpft.org or call us at 713-526-4000 to support KPFT, to shorten next year's pledge drives, and to keep us growing with your donation. Thanks for listening to KPFT Houston.
Pacifica is listener-sponsored radio.
What does that mean?
Listener sponsorship is an answer to the practical problem of getting better radio programs and keeping them.
A focus on advertisers or the mass audience accounts for the mediocrity of corporate radio.
When listeners support the radio they enjoy, their choices become better.
Listener sponsorship takes control of your radio out of the hands of companies and into the hands of the community.
But maintaining this sort of radio requires you.
Your pledge of support keeps KPFT on the air as a vital community resource.
So call our membership department at 713-526-4000, extension 314, to become a member today.
You can even go online at kpft.org to make your pledge.
Your pledge is essential to keep listener sponsorship viable for generations to come.
So call 713-526-4000 to support KPFT.
This is commercial-free listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio.
KPFT, Houston.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. Now, more of Queer Voices with Jack Belinsky and the entire Queer Voices crew.
Hey! Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy. This way.
Hi, this is RuPaul. I'm here on Queer Music Heritage wishing you a very queer Christmas.
again. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade.
You probably already know that song was called Walkin' Round in Women's Underwear and was one of the concoctions cooked up by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio. It's from their 1993 CD, I Am Santa Claus. And I am J.D. Doyle, welcoming you to my Queer Christmas Special, part of Queer Music Heritage, heard on Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Yes, this will be very queer. And this is not just any December show. You see, next month is my 10th anniversary of QMH, and accordingly, this month is my 10th anniversary doing Christmas shows. So I decided to make the first hour sort of a Best of Queer Music Heritage Christmas. I figure over the years I've played close to 500 different holiday songs, either by GLBT artists or having a gay connection lyrically. Picking only the roughly 17 songs to make this show was therefore quite a challenge, and of course, very subjective. But these are all old favorites of mine, and I hope yours. Now, this applies for just the first hour of the show. You can find on my website more gay-related Christmas music, including brand new material. And that includes one song recorded especially at my request. All that's on my site at www.queermusicheritage.com. But let's get started with more music. And here is one of the best. In my opinion, when you're considering not isolated songs, but a queer Christmas album taken as a whole, this may be the very best one. Here's the title track from the 1995 album by Venus Envy, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas.
Tonight of the girls I love even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be a homo for Christmas. Stand below the mistletoe and share a nettle made.
Sing out, girls. Yes, I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share anatomy. Christmas Eve will find us where it's warm and gay. I'll be a homo for Christmas and every other day.
That was Chris Williamson and Greetings of the Season, which was the opening track of her 1985 album, Snow Angel, released on Olivia Records. She released a new holiday album last year, but for this show, I had to go back to her classic one.
It came upon a midnight clear, that troublesome call from my mom.
We want you here to share Christmas, dear, but please don't bring your friend Tom.
We're coming, Mother, and get this clear. Together we'll come as your guest. I'm thrilled to love a fine man like Tom and won't respect your request.
It's not that he's not a lovely boy, but think of your family, dear. If you come home with a man again, they'll guess that you are a queer. The holidays are for family, and Tommy just wouldn't fit in. Let Tom spend Christmas in Italy, his mom will want to see him.
It's time you started to share my joy and realize I'm proud to be gay. I can't come home and be closeted. I'm through with living that way. So add a setting right next to mine, a place tag for Tim and for Tom. For he is part of my family.
We'll see you at Christmas time, Mom.
Hark the herald fairy shout, gay is good and gays are out. Out of closets, out to stay, liberation's on its way. Some they laughed at, some they jailed, some they sacked, but still they failed to crush the pride that makes us free. Gaze in solidarity, hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out.
Lots of history there. Around 1981, Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority was perhaps at its loudest, and a choral group in San Francisco was formed in protest. They called themselves the Choral Majority, and their goals were to celebrate the gay community while at the same time challenging audiences and informing them of issues, all to the tune of a church choir. So, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear was one of the 28 parodies found on the very rare cassette tape they released called The Choral Majority's Greatest Hits. And from the other side of the world, following basically the same path, was the Gay Liberation Choir of Sydney, Australia. And they spelled choir Q-U-I-R-E. That group was also formed in 1981, and over the next 6 years was very active in the gay movement in Australia. In 1983, they released an EP single called The Gay Liberation Choir Goes Down on Vinyl. It contained the song you heard, Hark the Herald Fairies Shout. This next song is not from a Christmas album, but the song's story takes place at Christmas time. It's from an artist I much admire, Brady Earnhardt, from a 2003 album he named after a South Carolina island, Manalapan. The song is Honey, Don't Think Your Mama Don't Know.
It's been a good autumn, and kind of settling down. That'll make a long vacation, waking up without you around. Hard enough to see you getting on that plane, but thinking of you home on Christmas, trying not to say my name. Honey, don't think your mama don't know. She's the one who pulled you up from a demon ride to a biggie pub. You can bring it up or not. Don't think she don't know. I can't imagine either of us having a kid, but if a son of mine gave his heart away, I'd want to know about it if I did. I've never met your mom enough to say she's wise. She's not white family, but she's got two good eyes. So honey, don't think your mama don't know. It wasn't just a slacker fad to keep the playgirl underneath the mattress pad. Maybe
but don't think she don't know. Just the wishing that you'd say my name, and I'm not the kind to tell you. You have to go about it the same. Since she always wanted you to tell her the truth, take her at her word on this road. She could even convert in you. Honey, don't think your mama don't know. Then she named you Troy to remind you what to fire when you find a boy. Go ahead and play it coy, just don't think she don't know. You go on. Play it, boy, just don't think she don't know. I ought to go and turn the porch light on. Make them pee with the ticking of the clock. It's gotten so much louder since you've been gone. And it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something missing here, and it doesn't feel like Christmas, 'cause you're not here this year. Stores are filled with Christmas vines, Salvation Army Santa rings his bell. Watch the couple shopping two by two, and just like we used to do. And yet it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas. Of this here.
after Brady Earnhardt was another song that did not come from a holiday album, Doesn't Seem Like Christmas. It's from the only recording by Dennis Hensley, an excellent album from 1999 called The Water's Fine. Want to pick up the beat? Well, here's a classic song to do it, done by our favorite drag queen, RuPaul. In 1997, she released a totally classic recording called Ho Ho Ho, and it has lots of gems, but one I keep going back to is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
All right, y'all. Here's the story of the legendary queens. Miss Dasher, Dancer, Prancy, Vixen, Lady Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzenia. But child, do you remember the fiercest drag queen of them all? RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
Drag queen
had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other drag queens used to laugh and call her names. They never let poor RuPaul join in any drag queen games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came. Won't you star in my show tonight? Then how the drag queens loved her as they shouted out with glee.
RuPaul, you Bigfoot red-nosed drag queen, you'll go down in history.
That was not the Village People doing Christmas takes on Macho Man and N-O-E-L. That was a group of singers calling themselves Holiday Express. According to their site, they are an all-volunteer, non-sectarian organization that raises funds for various charity groups, including people living with AIDS. And I've no idea if the members are gay, but that recording was so superb I could not resist it. And that applies as well to this next song. Again, I don't know if the singers are gay, but they are doing a wonderful parody of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and it took two groups to pull it off. The instrumental group Pledge Drive was joined in 2003 by an a cappella group called One of Each. I think this is an amazing work, Christmas Rhapsody.
Is this the Yuletide? It's such a mystery. Will I be denied, or will there be gifts for me? Come down the stairs, look under the tree and see.
I'm such a bad boy, I get no sympathy. jolly silhouette of a man.
Santa Claus, will you come down my chimney? Donner and Vixen, Cupid and Vixen, please.
Pull the sleigh, oh, pull the sleigh, oh, Santa Claus,
a miracle.
I'm such a bad boy, nobody loves me.
He's such a bad boy from a bad family. Big chunks of coal should go under his tree.
Raising Cain, raising hell, please don't give me coal.
Kris Kringle,
no, do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Do not give him coal.
Never give me coal.
No, 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 no.
Come on, Santa, come on, Santa.
Santa, please don't give me coal. Say, Nicholas, as a lump of anthracite for me, for me.
Sure you noticed and figured out the missing word there. Homo Christmas by Pansy Division is one of my very favorite queer Christmas songs, and I really wish I could play an unedited version on the broadcast edition of this show. But no, better not. So this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. Because I believe our music history is a visual as well as an audio experience. You know, I collect gay and lesbian-related Christmas music all year, and it seems like this was another banner year, as I found enough new material, songs I've never played before, to give you another 2 hours of programming. So, having no willpower at all, that's what I did. You can find those segments at www.queermusicheritage.com. And for more very queer programming, please listen After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I want to be a
know I said at the start of the show that the songs I play would be the best of past Christmas shows, but I'm going to slip in one I've never played before, and I think I have a good reason for including it now. Next month on my show, I celebrate the 10th anniversary of QMH, and I wanted that show to be extra special. So I will have for you an interview with Holly Neer, one of the most iconic founders of the women's music movement. Knowing I would do the actual interview prior to this show, I asked her about a recording she did with Brian Lane Green that appeared on the 1993 Various Artists album, Cabaret Noel, A Broadway Cares Christmas. I asked her to tell me about their recording of O Holy Night.
There's a wonderful singer, Brian Green, who has a career on Broadway, as well as works in a show called Three Men and a Baby Grand. Is also now doing, I think there's a series out of three tenors who are doing Broadway, you know, the sort of picking up on the three tenors thing. So he's got quite a career out there, and he's a dear friend of mine. And we began working on that song, and it just soared. It was just amazing. And so we recorded it for Broadway Cares. They were putting out a holiday record. I love singing with him. There's something about our voices that just hook up really, really nicely together.
What she didn't add was that she modified the lyrics to be more in line with one of her lifelong philosophies. Notice that the song now says, to rise from our knees and hear the people's voices, to let peace be born.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
This is the time a new decade is born.
Long has lived the world in fear and error pining. But when peace appears, the soul knows its worth. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Rise from my knees and hear the people's voices. O night divine, O night, let peace be born.
Again, that was Holly Neer and Brian Lane Green. Brian has released several solo albums that I think are excellent. And from that same Broadway Cares album comes another song I love. It's by B.D. Wong, who you probably know more as a Broadway and television actor. Here he's doing the song, Wishing You a Drag Queen Christmas.
You've been under the weather for a long time and haven't been able to shop. This room's a bit drab, you need something fab, something really over the top. Christmas is a time for overdoing, a season when more is more. So don't be distressed, you're not looking your best. That's what makeup is for. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, full of tinsel and glitter and bows, with glamorous gowns complementing your crowns and diamonds on your hose. A very special drag queen Christmas, full of champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. 'Cause you deserve to be gorgeous after all you've been through. With platform heels so high, you'll look angels in the eye, and they will sing back up for you. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, with lipstick as red as Santa's suit, mascara for days, fingernails all ablaze, and baskets filled with special drag queen Christmas, with champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. May your hair be as high as a star. May your hair be as high as a star in the sky. May your hair be as high as a star.
Of lights, a few small decorations, reds and greens, and yet to me the most beautiful of nights, not just for how it looks, for what it means, for it's our first tree in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? but may it be the first of many more. This Christmas Eve, the tree we have is small, and the gifts that lie beneath it may be few. Yet I'll receive the most cherished gift of all, to wake up Christmas morning next to you. For it's our first year in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? But may it be the first of many more. And on this first Christmas, the one gift I'm wishing for, may it be the first of many more.
And also from 1993, I wanted to pull a song from the soundtrack from the AIDS musical, All That He Was. The vocalists Gary Imhoff and Robert Pateri did a very touching job on the song, Our First Christmas. I've got to include some Christmas blues, and that's the name of the song by Martin Swinger. It's from his 1998 album, Scrapbook, and also on one by him from 2000 called Bare Naked, with bear spelled B-E-A-R.
My baby left me this morning without even saying why. Here's what he wrote in his little note. Sorry about Christmas. Unwrap them one by one. What else can
can I do? They're all addressed to you. My heart in a river has all come undone. So let the night go on without me. No, I don't want to hear jingle bell, jingle bell. Unplug the tree. What use can it be? Santa's not showing a cold wind is blowing. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. Christmas blues all night.
This went way, way too fast, but we're down to the end, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, you can write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And please come back next month for my 10th anniversary show and an interview with Holly Neer. And again, you can find additional hours of this show on my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. Okay, we're up to the closing song, and I've made it a QMH tradition. It's by one of our culture's most talented female impersonators, Jimmy James. On my December shows, I've played it more than any other song. From the album, Have Yourself a Jimmy James Merry Christmas, from 2002, you won't forget her version of Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Oh God, is there
You've been listening to Queer Voices, heard each Monday at 9 p.m. here on KPFT, a publicly funded Pacifica Network station. Queer Voices is produced live in Houston, with recorded segments from This Way Out, which is produced at KPFK in Los Angeles. Queer Voices executive producer is Jack Valensky. On-air voices are Glenn Holt, J.D. Doyle, Brian Levinka, Jennifer Renee, and Jack Valensky, with contributing editors Joan Devlin in Iowa and David Elliott in Washington, D.C. The music heard on this program is provided by J.D. Doyle, who also contributes to the audio file segment of This Way Out and who produces Queer Music Heritage, which is an hour-long feature of Queer Voices the fourth Monday of every month. For more information, visit J.D.'s website at queermusicheritage.com. And listen every Saturday night, Sunday morning at 1 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. This is listener-sponsored and commercial-free Pacifica Radio, KPFT, at 90.1 FM, 89.5 FM Galveston, and worldwide via streaming audio from kpft.org. For Queer Voices, I'm Glenn Holt.
There are places you go to get the quick news.
You know the kind. Those three-line summaries of world issues and events.
The celebrity gossip. The intellectual junk food.
And then there's public radio.
You tune to KPFT each day because you need more than just the summary.
You need to hear the whole discussion to make informed decisions.
You need to understand the background, to understand the cultures, ideas, and history that touches our lives.
You want music from more than five corporations.
You need a choice.
And that's why you tune to community radio, because you have to know more.
People like you support KPFT to keep us on the air.
So visit kpft.org today to become a member of this station.
This is listener-sponsored,
commercial-free,
Pacifica Radio,
KPFT, Houston.
Picture yourself driving home listening to a great story or a song or a discussion.
Suddenly, you find yourself parked, but rather than turn the radio off, you stay in your car to hear what you're listening to.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.